Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's been hanging out with us a long time. We got him right out of elementary school. Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Author of a number of books, including the multiple edition Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. 29, 30, how many now?
We're up to nine.
Nine? So, nine. Folks, I can't keep up. It's amazing what he's turned out.
The most recent two were just published in May and then in the summer. So you have Reagan Country, past Stephen Grant novel, and you have Heroes and Villains, a Pastor Stephen Grant short story, all available at Amazon.com.
All right. And there's no proof that the hero is modeled after Jim Blasingame, but there is some speculation about that, so you might want to make sure
well,
you check out.
You know, there is a character named
I'm just saying,
Blasingame.
It's all over Twitter. It's all over Twitter that you secretly modeled the hero after me. I mean, we all know that. Hey, just kidding, folks. Hey, Ray, we love having you on the show because of the way you think about the economy and the economic systems of our country. We are in the middle of the 10-year anniversary of the events of 2008, the financial crisis of 2008, folks, which I remind you is different from the Great Recession. That event 10 years ago almost took down the global economy, the global financial system, and it caused a lot of problems. It hurt my business immensely. It cost a lot of people their business, their livelihood. It hurt. There are people who still are reeling from all that. And here's my question, Ray. Have we learned anything? What do you think?
Well, have we learned anything?
Could this happen again? Could it happen again?
I think some of us have learned things. I think others have not. And could it happen again? Well, when you look at the root causes of it, which I track back to misguided governmental policy, then sure, unfortunately, things can happen again. And one of the things that people need to keep in mind is when you look at debt, when you look at mortgage debt and you look at consumer debt, the federal government holds a heck of a lot more of that debt today.
Right.
Than it did before the financial crisis. So
especially the student loans.
Yeah, right? Well, student loans have skyrocketed. That's absolutely right. So if something does hit, you know, the taxpayers foolishly were dragged into a bailout last time around, and unfortunately, the numbers could be even worse if something like this ever happens again.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And here's what I'm concerned about.
So they didn't learn anything.
Right.
So those politicians didn't learn anything because, you know, again, the government involvement here in terms of, you know, a whole host of measures, starting with, you know, Fannie and Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Getting government involved.
Right.
Yeah, getting involved in mortgages in the first place.
And having implicit federal backing behind it. The moral hazard
of
that.
Of course, you had the stockholders who reaped the benefits when things were going well, and then when things went bad, the taxpayers got the bill.
Well, in terms of going forward, as much as you and I are skeptical of and don't like regulations, did the regulations that followed 2008 make our banks at least make them prove that they're more solid than we did before?
You know what? I think almost all of Dodd-Frank had nothing to do with what caused the financial crisis of 2008. So I guess the answer to that is no.
Okay.
You know, when you look at the Fannie and Freddie issue, that has not gone away. It's still there. When you look at you know, what the Federal Reserve was doing at the time. You know, a lot of people say that they ran far too easy.
They're not. They're not stronger. The Federal Reserve is not stronger than it was back in the 10 years ago. I can tell you that right now.
Right, and you know, we've been running loose money that has is unparalleled in the history of our country.
The thing that concerns me the most, though, going forward, the bad guys, the greedy guys, the people who got us into the trouble to start with. They now have more, well, no, not the, really, not the politicians. I'm talking about the traders. I'm talking about the people who securitize all these different assets. My concern, Ray, I've got to go to a break, so I'm going to get the last word. My concern is they've got more digital power, more digital leverage today than ever before. That's what
I'm concerned
about.
Government incentivized them.
But never mind that. Even whether they still have that or not, they've got digital leverage they didn't have before. That's the scary part to me. 22, right back with Ray Keating. I'll let him talk after the break. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.